Good morning, 7:18 a.m. on Friday, August 3rd, 2021, 69 degrees, and it is a brand new day. How are you, everybody? PC Herring here. Happy Friday. I am back, I am walking, and I am talking. Sorry about my absence the past 2 days. Had some family things and some other issues to address, but we're back. And we're cooking with gas, as the phrase goes. Nice to be out again. So what's new? What's on my mind today? Well, I guess first and foremost would be the new shoes I'm wearing. I picked these up a couple days ago. And, oh my God, they were so needed. My last pair of shoes, well... The last two pairs of shoes I bought together, my wife and I went to one of these really, really discount stores. One of those where you think you're getting a good deal because you're getting shoes at like half price, but not really. And we went there because at the time I was between jobs and budget was tight, so we were just trying to find something to make things work. And bought a pair of sneakers, and I bought a pair of, I guess technically they're running shoes. The idea had been to wear those while I was out walking and, you know, because I was going to try to walk back then, and, well, that didn't happen until just recently. But, as I said earlier, the sneakers I bought, and as well as the running shoes, came from a store, you know, one of these deep discount, big, not big box shoe stores, but you get the idea. And the sneakers were an off brand, but I liked them. And they fell apart so fast. I have never had a pair of shoes fall apart faster than these damn sneakers. I mean, seriously, they started peeling apart after like 2 months. And so wore those into the ground really rather quickly and switched over to the running shoe as kind of the new standard shoe I was wearing. At the time I was doing a lot of walking for my day job. I had found a job by then. I was doing a lot of walking, a lot of backing and forthing, and having the lighter weight shoe was a really nice thing. But because they were lighter weight, they didn't have the padding or some of the comfort things that I've grown, I don't want to say I've grown accustomed to, but that have become, you know, kind of industry standard. So a week or so ago, I realized that those shoes were, I mean, for as bad as the first pair was, as bad as the sneakers were, the running shoes were amazing. But they were wearing out and ended up getting a new pair. So I'm wearing a new set of shoes with nice amenities in them, like, you know, industry standard stuff. They're steel-toed, actually, which is a little interesting. So they're a lot heavier than I'm used to, but I think that's all right. And I love the stability, and I love the comfort under the arches of my foot. So breaking those in today. Good morning. How are you today? Not bad. That's a big one. How's he doing? Or is she doing?
She's good.
May I?
No, she's not used to it.
Fair enough. You have a great day. Young woman with a very, very big German Shepherd. Wow, that was a big dog. And, I was politely turned down for a pet request, and I get it. Not all dogs are social. Not all dogs like strange humans coming up to them unbidden. And so that is why one asks to pet an animal that is not their own before they make the attempt to even approach. At least that's how I see it. Anyways, so yeah, breaking a new pair of shoes. Dealing with a little bit of sickness at home. Baby girl had a, if you're following me on Facebook, you probably saw the photo my wife tagged me on, sitting with the baby on an examination bed at the doctor's office a couple weeks back, and she was diagnosed with a virus, and she's, as far as we can tell, she's through it, but it looks like there's a possibility that she may have given it to her mother. So wifey was down for the count. She's been down for the count for the past couple of days, but yesterday it took her out so hard, she actually had to stay home from work. And she spent most of the day asleep. So that happened. She's back at work today, so things seem like they're at least better. We'll see how long that lasts, see how that goes. As for me, making some decent progress on the Patreon writing that I have to get done. I think, patrons, I apologize, but I think it's going to be late this month. I finally have broken through the logjam, I think, on how to make this next section work the way I want it to work. You know, this has been an example of the only way out is through. Part of the reason is I've been trying to step back from it a little bit and try to brainstorm it out a little bit and try to figure out, you know, the nuance of the detail that I want, but it wasn't working. It wasn't yielding anything useful. So I was looking at the calendar, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta turn something in to the patrons in a couple of days, and my copy editor needs it a couple days before that, and no, we're gonna miss this deadline. So I sat down yesterday and kind of forced myself to write. And oddly enough, that seemed to have broken through. It's crazy. I don't consider myself, you know, you hear about plotters, people who plan out every excessive detail and know that this twist is going to happen on this chapter and this scene and this moment and this is how it's going to go. And then you hear about the pantsers who are writing by the seat of their pants, to coin a phrase, literally making shit up as they go. And then you hear the plancers, which are a combination pantsers and plotters. And I wrote Cybrosis as a pantser, and everything since then has been more of a plotter. Not to the extent where I've got every little detail, every little nuance mapped out, but enough where I've got a chapter and scene breakout organized, so I know this chapter we're going here, and I want these characters to do this, and these characters to do this, and these characters to do that, and that's usually enough for me. But I'm starting to discover I'm more of a hybrid between the two. Writing this one scene, it's only about 1,000, maybe 1,200 words long, but I came up with at least one good character development nugget for, or character sketch nugget for two characters. It's actually the same nugget, hint, hint. And then I was kind of writing, that scene out, going through the dialogue, going through the pieces, and I had this, I don't want to say this moment, but there's this line towards the end of the scene that I'm particularly proud of. And it's not anything that I had planned. It just kind of... It was kind of like in Star Wars, you know how Obi-Wan tells Luke to let the Force flow through him? If there's a writing force, I think I channeled it a little bit last night. I mean, I don't want to sound like all mystical and but there was just this moment where I put this thing on the paper, or I put this thing down in the Scrivener file, and I took a breath, grabbed a quick sip of what I was drinking, and I looked down like, huh, I like that. And that's kind of where I left it. And that kind of unblocked the dam for the following scene, which I'm in the middle of as we speak. And that finally connects the pieces to the back half of the chapter, which is ultimately where I would need to be going. And then, as I was thinking about the back half of the chapter, I was trying to figure out, or I wasn't actively thinking about it, but I was considering character motivations for something that happens to our point of view character in that back half of the chapter. And there's an insinuation I'm going to be putting in there that will suggest something. I can't spoil it because it's something that's going to probably develop over time. And I don't want to spoil it for the patrons, present or future. And then that idea tied in with another plot element that I was debating about when it comes to another character and what that character's motivations are. And suddenly, a chapter that, at least on the surface, feels a little out of place, and a side arc that's going to develop over the next couple of chapters feels a little out of place, suddenly I've got 95% of the connections I need to tie it into planned future events so that I can write it in a certain context and not have to feel like I have to go back when I reveal the twists, or the twists plural, and try to do the whole retcon thing, retroactive continuity. So while I'm behind on the words on page schedule, I'm way ahead at the plotting and the connecting the strings on the corkboard element of everything. So I'm particularly happy about that. My only regret now is I have to go through another full workday before I can get back to it. maybe I'll have time when I get home before I have to sit down and do the things. We'll see. Well, sun's burning off the overcast. That's good. We're partially cloudy, a little hazy today. They are calling for a mostly cloudy day and thunderstorms later on this afternoon and into the evening. So we're south of what hit already. So we're dry and a little humid, but yeah, it's enough. So, what's going on with me over the weekend? Not much. We have some appointments we have to make. We have a photo shoot for baby girl tomorrow. And I think that's it on the calendar. I have a little bit of work to do on a side gig. Wifey works on Sunday. But beyond that, I don't think there's anything, going. Just gonna wait here. I got a, property owner backing out of her driveway, looking everywhere except at me. That being said, she did just wave and acknowledge me, so maybe she did see me and I just didn't realize it. Either way, I saw her, so all safe. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 4 wheels on the ground. No cuts or bruises I didn't have 30 seconds ago, so yay. Yeah, I don't know what else. Yeah, I think that's it for me today. I'm not sure how next week's gonna play. There should be walks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday may be dicey. Wifey leaves town for a trip and has an early morning flight that day, so I have to take her to the airport. And it's gonna be an early day for me because I'm taking her to the airport. I'll probably start my workday a skosh early. And by a skosh, I mean 2 to 3 hours early, depending on circumstances. So if I don't walk and I don't talk to you guys on Wednesday, that is likely the reason. And we'll just go from there. Well, I'm coming up to the final turn before the home. So this is the part where I wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. I will certainly attempt to do the same, especially with the newfound writing momentum that's starting to build. But I wish you and yours. I will talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care, y'all.